Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
Pastor Fred Gillenwater here at Russell Road Church, and we're glad you have tuned in, and thank you all for being here, coming today. It's good to see all your faces. I've been on a little vacation, and it's always good to have a little time off and get refreshed. It's important. It's important to have time off once in a while. Amen? Amen. It really is. Let's see. We've been talking about the gifts, and we're going to be talking about discernment today, and so how important it is to discern, you know, what's coming in and what's going out of your life, what's around you. Boy, Noah did a great job last week. Yes. If you didn't get a chance to hear that, you ought to tune in and read it and look at it. It was very good. I really admire Noah's transparency. Just a powerful thing. He talked about masturbation and how he got delivered from it. Amen. That right there can contaminate every area of your life. And that's a powerful thing for a young man to get up and declare, because it gives people hope. And you can get out of that. God didn't design you for that. So it's a powerful thing. I'm thankful for Noah. And it's important. And the testimony says we overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Testimony literally means to do again. So in other words, when you testify, you're telling others, I can do this. I can do this. And that's, I really was intrigued and blessed with Noah's presentation and his delivery. So, we might have to have him do some more. What do you think? But we're going to continue in the gifts. So let's go to the vision. To build a people established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All right, we're going to look at 1 Corinthians, there you go. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirits, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, interpretation of tongues. So now we've been looking at prophecy. Remember, prophecy is the word of God being spoken over you. And you can speak. You're prophesying. What you say, your words are prophesying your life. You are speaking, you are the prophet of your future by what's coming out of your mouth. That's why you want to agree with God and his word. You want that to come out of your mouth, because that's what God is going to build your life with. Did you catch that?
Amen.
What you're saying with your mouth. So prophecy is God's word being spoken. Remember? That's what vision is. Vision is a prophetic, redemptive uncovering. When God gives you, when you are seeing things the way God's seeing, you are receiving a word from him, and he's uncovering something to you to show you an area in your life he's trying to get in alignment with him. You see that? That's what prophecy is. It uncovers things, and it shows you the vision that God wants you to have. For your spouse, for your children, for for your life, for who you are, for who God wants you to be. Now watch. Let's look at this. Discerning of spirits. That's what we're going to talk about, discernment today. So now, everybody say discernment.
Discernment.
So if I was to say, what are we discerning today? I'm going to talk about spirits, because they are working. The enemy has spirits, demonic enforces, and that's not what we're talking about today. So it's not a big hokey pokey snow. We don't have nothing to worry about, but we want to be discerning on what is getting in and out of our hearts. You see that?
Yes.
What's coming in and out of your heart. Now, because your heart is the seat of your emotions, your will, your spiritual life. Your heart is everything. Your heart. When God talks about your heart, it's everything. It's not your thump, thump, pump, pump, beat heart. It's your heart, the heart of who you are. That's why he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart. He wants your whole heart. That's your emotions, your imagination, your feelings, your desires, everything. He wants that under his auspices. And when we begin to see life that way and guard our hearts, we have to have discernment. And when we have discernment, it helps you keep your heart fixed on God. So now, I want us to go to Philippians chapter 1. Remember, we're talking about the heart and discernment now. So now let's look at this. This is Paul praying. I always use this scripture in when I do weddings. He says, "In this I pray that your love," that's the agape love. Remember, the agape love is an unselfish love. It really is not about feelings. It's not about feelings. It's not how I feel. Because if you feel, agape love is not about feelings. Well, I feel you hurt my feelings. Well, what agape love wasn't involved, or your feelings wouldn't have got hurt. When agape love is working, it's working. It protects you from that. Now look. "And this I pray, that your love may abound." Abound means copious supply. "Still more and more in knowledge and in all," what? Discernment. So remember, we studied knowledge. What's knowledge mean? Right information. Right information. And remember, Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of right information. And the word fear there is not phobia. It means respect, honor, and reverence. There is a lack of respect, and a lack of honor, and a lack of reverence for our God today. Are you with me?
Yes.
And I'm talking about Facebook. I'm talking about all that stuff. That's missing. Am I making sense?
Yep.
It has a place. I'm not poo-pooing all that. But I'm trying to show you, you have to be the one to determine what's coming in and out of your heart. Okay? Now look. So now, right information is the word knowledge. Remember, wisdom is information applied. Right information applied. That's wisdom. We need God's wisdom in this hour that we live in. If we're going to prosper in this life, we need God's wisdom. All right? Now, God wants you and I to prosper right in the middle of all that's going on around us. He wants you to prosper. He's looking for you to prosper. Now, it doesn't matter what's going on in the economy. Kingdom is a whole nother economy.
Right.
It functions in a whole nother way. But we got to do the kingdom his way. You see that? All right. So now looks, knowledge and discernment. What's discernment? Is what's behind what's being said, or what's behind this situation I'm in, the circumstances I'm in. Am I a part of it? Discernment. You discern. So you want to ask God to help you in your discernment. Now, let's go on to the next one there, Tim. That you, who's that? That's you, me. That you may approve, pass the test, the things that are excellent, and that you may be what? Sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. So listen to me. I've shared this before on this word sincere. This word sincere is taken from a Roman art culture. And this is before Christ. And they would make these sculptures out of this hard rock material. It would take hours to chip on and make it. And then they would sell them. And so what was happening is some of these artists was chipping away on a sculpture, and they might chip the nose off. So they would take that piece of nose, and they would crush it into powder. Then they would take wax and pour it in there and let it cool. And then they would put it back on there, and you couldn't tell if it had a mistake by looking at it. The word sincere means no wax. In Latin, no wax. So if you look it up in the English dictionary, you're not going to get the right meaning. See, this is the etymology on this word. It means no wax. Sin means no. Sincere means wax. No wax. So now look. So what would happen is these people that would purchase this art, they were catching on to it. So they built a heat box outside of where they were doing these art displays, kind of like a flea market. And so they'd heat these coals up to like 1,000 degrees or so. They would put that piece of art in that fire. And if nothing melted away, that meant it's sincere. This is a sincere piece of art. But if it melted away something, it was not a sincere piece of art. You see that? And they exchanged gold and silver for the art. But see, God has purchased you and I with his blood.
Amen.
And he wants you to be sincere in your love for him and your love for other people and in your faith. And God's medium is fire in our lives. He will test you with fire, heat. I'm not sickness and disease, fire. He will test you with heat to see what's in you. Am I making sense? So now, and you know, your works are going to be tested by fire. It talks about in Revelation, when you get to hell, it's going to be tested by fire. Fire. And some of it's going to be wood, hay, and stubble. But some of it's going to be precious stones. And that's going to have eternal. It's going to last forever.
Amen.
But it's happening now. What you're doing now, the works that you're doing now are going to be tested by fire.
That's right.
This is significant, folks. Now watch. So he says that the things that are excellent, that you may be what? Sincere, without offense, till the day of Christ. I like he put it right there. Because he's saying, I'm going to be testing you. Because people are going to hurt you. You're going to be hurt in this life. Your parents could hurt you. I talked to some people this week. They got hurt by their parents. Deeply. And it's wounding them. And they were holding on to it. Got to let that go. If you're going to be sincere in your love, you got to forgive them. You see that? You got to forgive people. God's love, agape, immediately forgives. See, love means to release, to set free. When you forgive somebody, it's not for them, it's for you. You release them and it keeps you free. You know, you're not tethered to them anymore. You're free. Did you catch that? You can only do that with Christ. Without Christ, you can't do that. You'll hold on to it and it will destroy your life. It will hold you captive and keep you back from everything God put you on this earth to do. That's why he says that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ. That means till Jesus comes back. So this is why we can't allow ourselves to be hurt. Amen. Making sense?
Amen.
Come on, am I making sense?
Amen.
This is huge.
Amen.
And the word offense is the word scandalon. It's trap. And that's what happens. People get trapped. And the devil sets up traps. I had someone else tell me about their parents. I said, you know what? You are living as an imposter, blaming your parents for your problem. Because those are lies, what they said to you. Because they called them stupid and said they'd never amount to anything. I said, those are lies. That's an imposter syndrome. You're a new creation in Christ. Old things have passed away. All things have become new.
Hallelujah.
It's like old things have passed away. That's like going to a funeral. Well, they passed away. Well, that's the same way. They're not getting up out of there and walking out. No, they're passed away. It's no more. Not a near. Are you with me? That's the way it is when you're a new creation.
That's right. Thank you, Lord.
I can't just say that real. Well, that's a new creation. Old thing. That's exciting. Are you with me? That's really how it is. And when you get healed and set free of that, you won't carry that. And you don't want to hurt anybody. You see that? And you want to stay free yourself. All right. So now, go with me to Hebrews 4:12 real quick. For the word of God, I got this memorized, and I can say this standing on my head underwater. The word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Of the what?
Heart.
Of the heart. This is how you're going to protect your heart. What's coming in and out? With God's word. Are you paying attention?
Amen.
Now, I like this. It's living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit. The word of God lets you know what's the soul and what's the spirit. See that? And the joints and the marrow inside the joints. Now look, and a discerner of the what? Thoughts. Now watch. And intents of the heart. Intents. Motives. Ambitions. What are your motives, your ambitions for doing what you're doing? What you're getting involved in? What you're listening to? What's your intention? If I didn't understand this right here, I wouldn't be standing here right now. You think anybody's ever hurt me? Huh? You think I've ever been hurt? I was tempted to get hurt within the last month. But I understand that. I got me some discernment out. What you got? Give me your best shot. This sets you free when you understand. Am I making sense?
Yes.
The intents. Your motives. What are your motives for talking to this person? Or getting involved in this? Or getting saved? What is your motives? What's your intentions? Are they selfishness? Or are they for the benefit of others? God wants it to be the benefit of others.
Amen.
And you, to show you you, to show you who you are.
Amen.
He gets in the crevices, man. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
This is how you're going to protect your heart. What's your heart? Everything. And you know what the Bible says about your heart? This is why he always is looking at the heart. The heart in Jeremiah 17:9 is deceitful above all things. Deceitful above all things. I, the Lord, I test the heart. I test the mind. Are you listening to me? He's always testing your heart and your mind. To give everyone according to the fruit of their doings. Are you listening to me? He's testing it. What's he testing us with? Fire. Our God is a consuming fire. Huh? He's testing you to see if you're dependent on him. Making sense? All right. I'm excited about this. Give me 3 John chapter, verse 2. There's only one chapter in 3 John. What it says? Beloved, who's that? That's us. I pray that you may what?
Prosper.
What's prosper mean?
Press forward.
Push forward to help along the road. I pray that you may prosper in a few things. How many things?
All
things, and be what? In health, just as your soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth. That's why it's important to have testimonies, right? Noah had me rejoicing last week. I bet he had some of you all rejoicing too. And watch this. Testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the what? Truth. Now, what does truth mean? It's the Greek word aphelia. It means nothing concealed. It means to unveil reality. That's what the truth does. That's why he rejoices, because the reality of his kingdom is being revealed to you. And when you get the truth, you're walking in his kingdom. And that's freedom. And there's protection in his kingdom. The Bible says the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in his kingdom. In the Holy Spirit. So that's what truth does. It brings you to a reality. A lie is a reality as well. Huh? Are you listening? There's a kingdom of darkness. That's what lies do. They hold you hostage to a kingdom of darkness. You have to make the decision. Am I going to go with the truth that brings God's kingdom to the reality of my life? Or am I going to ignore that and believe the lie, what everybody else is telling me, and be held captive in darkness and ignorance? Did you hear that? That's what happens. You come here. God's word is being spoken over you. He's calling you. He's showing you an area of your life that he wants you to give some attention to. But you keep ignoring it. You're saying, I'm going to hold to the lie. You either have God's construction, building your life on his truth, or the devil's destruction, building your life with his lies.
Right.
Amen. Did you hear me? They're both a reality. Did you hear that? They're both a reality. I want to go with the one who made me.
Hallelujah.
How about you?
Right.
When I go with the one who made me, that's why I'm hanging out with my son and my grandson and enjoying every minute of it. Are you listening to me? That's why I couldn't wait to get back here. Are you listening to me? I enjoy this. It's not because it's not easy. It's hard. You got to go through things. You make the choice to do the truth. There's some development that's going to take place in your life. Fire! Burn! Yowzy, yowzy!
Amen.
Huh? Am I making sense?
Yes.
Anybody heard anybody going through anything? That's a good thing. Being tested. Hmm? But when you get to the other side, now you got the kingdom. You see that?
Hallelujah.
Now you're bringing the kingdom reality to earth. Catching that? You're bringing the kingdom reality to earth, and now your kids are experiencing this from you. Your influence is coming from the kingdom of God to them. Your husband is experiencing the kingdom of God. Your wife is experiencing it because you are willing to be tested and stand true to him.
Yep.
Is this making sense?
Yes.
This is what makes paradise. Donita and I, we were at this marriage thing yesterday. Sometimes we just act out. Tickle each other. You know? I'll reach over and put my arm around her and she'll just say something, whisper in my ear. We're like little kids. Am I making sense? Well, that'll go away. It's not going nowhere. We're going to be doing that 20 years from now if I'm still alive. Does that make sense? This is healthy. We had somebody, they were watching us. They come up. They wanted to, they start telling us everything about their life. And we could help them. Next thing I know, we're praying with them and helping them. Right there. It's God. The manifest presence of God. You see that? You can't do. The manifest presence of God is what we need. All of us. That comes from obedience. When you obey God, the manifest presence of God shows up in your life. And you need the manifest presence. I was here last night. We're trying to foster this in the church. Noah did a great job. Not Noah Shoemaker, Noah Reinecke. We've got a couple Noahs here. Yeah, he did a great job last night. And God's gifted him, but that's not why everything went the way it went. God's presence was here. Omnipresence.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.